I laid in bed with you on my mind tonight. Seven slowly approached and lingered. Felt like I was reaching, but you kept slipping through my fingers. I cried. I prepared a meal to eat before bedtime, only to think of that sweet note you left me about cooking like we're 60. And suddenly my appetite was lost. It's hard to function when I miss you or you miss me. I drove home after work today, and even though everything went smooth, I felt lumps in my throat at the sound of Good for the Soul's playlist group, because I know you're perfect for mine. I sat at my desk to work on some tasks, then I looked up and felt my emotions come pouring down, only to realize that I've learned to feel and manage with you, and without you I might drown. I drove to work with the windows down this morning, and as the cold wind pierced my spirit, closed my eyes for a split second, hoping you'd still be willing to dwell within it. Regular days don't exist without your regular smile. Food won't settle without your delicious presence. Thoughts race miles without your daily gaze. And my heart just doesn't beat the same without the feeling of your essence. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not being gentle with you at times. You deserve the softest touch. I will hold you. I'm sorry for hurting you. You deserve healing. I will care for you. I'm sorry for not making you feel heard. You deserve the biggest microphone. I am listening. I'm sorry for not understanding at times when I should have. You deserve to be felt. I will feel you. I'm sorry for not making you feel cared for at times when that's all you wanted. You deserve tenderness. I vow to love you. I forgive you and I always have. Please find comfort in that. I can never hate or hold a grudge against you. My love exceeds those limits and any other limit, just as the sky remains blue. Here are my words as a guide to an open mind, heart, body, and soul. You have me always. This isn't a poem, just 6 days before 7, and a little more than 4 reasons why I love you.